The scripture for today is John 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep will hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used the figures of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find a pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
Good morning. Good morning. Loving, motivational, caretakers, patient, generous, protective. When we typically think of mothers, we typically think of these characteristics. And many times, mothers treat her children with individuality, guide each of her children towards the right path in life, listen to her children, provide comfort, and most importantly, give her all to and for her children. Today is a celebration of these wonderful people. And although I am not a mother, nor will I ever be a mother, I am extremely grateful for all those mothers out there, including my own. Aww. In our lives, our mothers are obviously there from our births to events throughout our lives, such as birthdays, graduations, confirmations, to our weddings, and hopefully to our children and her grandchildren. For many people, Mother's Day is a very difficult and hard time for them. They might have lost a mother the past year or 20 years ago. And commercials are endless, and they're everywhere. Displays are up in almost every store. But Mother's Day is not just about celebrating the mothers that are here on Earth with us today. It's about celebrating mothers in general, even those who are past. A way to look at it at Mother's Day for those who have lost a mother is to think of something that you and your mother did when you were together. Think of those most cherishable memories, and think of the things that they've done in their lives to help others, and even to help you. And one of the most important things they've done in their lives is by raising you. She raised you, and that is something to be thankful for every day. One of the most known mothers in the Bible is, of course, none other than Mary. Mary is a great role model for all mothers everywhere. She trusted God with all of her heart. She was very humble, very gracious. She gave birth to her son, the Son of God. She stayed with him until his very last breath. And when Jesus was crucified, she decided, no, she wanted to be with him. She hated to see him suffer, but she chose to stay beside him. And isn't that what mothers are supposed to really do? Aren't they supposed to stay beside their children through the children's most toughest events? Mary is a great biblical reference for mothers. And sometimes, at least in my life, biblical references are used to show morals and to teach children and even adults about some of the most important aspects of life. Earlier we read from John 10, 1 to 10, and Jesus says that he is the gate. And anyone who enters by him will be saved. We follow Jesus' familiar voice, and we're comfortable, and we trust him. So when it's our time, and we reach the gate, he lets us in, and we are very thankful. He shows us in this passage that he is the shepherd, and he brings people back to God. And in our lives, our mothers are one of the most important shepherds in our lives. They guide us in the beginning of our lives so we can have a successful future. And for me, I'm pretty sure I have one of the best teachers in the world. My mother means everything to me. Both her and my father definitely, in my personal opinion, raise their children in the right way. There's not enough time in the day to describe my mother. She's driven me and Abby from place to place. She's made cakes for so many events. She's chaperoned those events, and she's just been there for us. Even within the last 2 months, she and my father both helped me with one of the most important decisions in my life, which is college. And God knows where I would be if my mother wasn't there. And in 3 weeks, I'll be graduating high school with my parents beside me. I think that if they were not in my life, or if they were in my life but not as involved, I don't think I would be graduating with the faith that I have, or with the relationship that we share together. My whole life, she has been there for me. Yet, there have been many, many, many times where our family has had a lot of bumps in the road. And even now, it's a constant battle. When I was younger, I had a lot of anger issues. And I was just not a great kid. We even went to therapy to try to figure out what's wrong. And there we were making little progress. But I remember one day, after one of the many fights we've had, my mother just said to me, all she said to me was just to pray. And at the time, I went to church. I did all the church activities, but I don't think I understood what church was or understand the idea of church. But when we were sitting there after that argument, she told me just to pray. Pray about our last fight that we got into, or even just life in general. She also gave me a book with a couple of scriptures and sermons and stories in it. And they all had to do with problems that I was dealing with, anger, selfishness, greed, all the things that I was going through. And honestly, I think at that point, my mother just let God take over. I think she really tried everything in her heart, and she knew that God could change everything. And at first, I really didn't want to talk to God or pray to him. But I think over time, I grew closer to him through my mom. I think I've always believed in him, but I always wondered, how could he be so great if our own family has arguments and fights all the time? But as I got older, fights became less and less. My prayer increased more and more, and our family life has been better and better. We still have the occasional fights, but recently we've gotten through those fights, and after we got through those fights, our family has grown closer to each other and God. My mother has helped me with my anger and my rage, and that is something mothers are supposed to do, not give up on their children, and to help them through anything. She has fed me, she has helped me when I was sick, taught me how to crawl, walk, talk, and to love God. She has provided so many services for me, and she has told me so many times in my life that her and my dad's ultimate goal in the 17, 18 years that they have me is for me to become a strong Christian man. They have both been very great examples. They've done things for me, for Abby, and even in the community. They have shown me that in life, we need to help others. The same way my mom provided for me, and that anyone's mom provide for any of them, should be an example of what we need to do for others. We can provide in big ways, such as mission trips, but in all reality, we could do small little things each day of our lives to just bring a smile on someone's face. Whether it be buying a cup of coffee for an older man, or giving a small boy a toy that he never had, or even donating money for mission projects such as Imagine No Malaria or the International Justice Mission. With the International Justice Mission, there are actually 30 million people who are slaves. But we can do our part here in the church and in our community. We have the we can donate money for these organizations so they can go to these places and help those who need protection. We need to provide good goods and services to others so others can live a happy life like we do. And we need to use our mothers as examples in the world, whether it be helping a neighbor, a friend, or a coworker, or helping a random citizen on the street or on the other side of the world, or be it their kids, so they can lead and provide for others in the future. So with the example of our mothers and God, we need to provide for others and do something in the world.